produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, good morning, good night, wherever you are in the world today. It's Carla, and today is my every other Friday to do my radio show. Welcome to Carla's Pearls. Today is Friday, March the 8th, 2019, a day that we've never seen and a day that we will never see before. Before we get started this afternoon, let us pray and settle our spirits and settle our hearts and settle our minds. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time. In through your nose and out through your mouth. All right, let us settle our hearts, Father, as we come to you this morning at this time, Lord God. We ask that, first of all, we just want to tell you thank you. And we ask that you just come into our hearts, into our minds, and into our spirits during this time of sharing, God. God, today is Friday. We are so thankful just for today, just for this moment, just for this second, oh God. God, we are grateful for all of the things that you've done and all of the things that you're doing in our lives, dear God. God, I just thank you so much for this global platform, Lord God, to be able to preach and teach and be with people all over the world, Lord God. God, I thank you for the wisdom that you've given me, Lord God, to do and to share your holy word. Once again, Lord God, we just thank you for today. Amen, amen, amen. Well, greetings, everyone, once again. And I am Carla Olds. If you'd like to contact me later, I can be reached on Facebook, Carla Johnson Olds, or my website is Carla, C-A-R-L-A, J, Olds, O-L-D-S, .com. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. This afternoon's scripture comes from Romans 8 and 28. For we know that all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called unto his purpose. Today, I just want to touch base for a few minutes on that verse. I want to thank Josie Hopkins, and I want to thank Kayla for this platform once again. In our lives, people come and we don't understand why people are in our lives for a certain reason or a certain season. And many, many years ago, I met Josie kind of in passing. And, well, what I thought was in passing. But little did I know that that was not just in passing. That was a divine connection. It was a divine meeting. And one thing that I can say is that I'm developing some VIPs in my life. And VIPs stand for very important people or very important person. And Josie has become just, you know, some willy-nilly lady that I met to a very important person in my life. So let's look at our scripture. I'm sure everyone has had time to find the scripture. And it says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. I had a conversation not too long ago with a lady who is a little bit older than I am, and we were talking about the amount of information that is bombarded and that is placed upon our children, and that our children are seeing images and our children are hearing language and being exposed to aspects of life that we were not exposed to at such a young age. And one reason why our children are in the state that they're in, or our country is in the state that it's in, is because of the confusion. And when, even in your Christian home, you are constantly bombarding your children with scripture, when they leave your house, then they are bombarded with the images of the world. And so that brings about a conflict with our children, what they're seeing and what they're hearing. And with that type, those types of confusions, and with that type of confusion, they are also confused with their purpose. Even children that are in the church and children that are so-called saved, children whose parents are preachers and deacons and trustees, and we know that, you know, you're saved and sanctified, but our children are also being bombarded with information. And it's up to us as parents to instill in our children a foundation on Christ, to also let them know that they have a purpose. God birthed you and gave you a purpose. You're not here just on a whim. There is a reason for you to be here. There is a reason for your purpose. And at 8, 9, 10, 11, even as young as 7, even in the womb, we need to instill in our children that they are here for a purpose, for a God-given purpose. It is very disturbing to me when children as young as 4 and 5 are committing suicide. It's disturbing when anybody commits suicide, yes, but it's especially disturbing when it's a young child who's committing suicide. The Word of God also says, and this is contrary to this scripture, but the Word, I'm going to tie it in together. The Word also says the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That's the first half of that verse. And then the second half of that verse is John 10:10. Then the second half of that verse, it says, but I come that you might have a life and have it more abundantly. Now, within that, as parents and as the adult or the adult figure in the lives of younger children, we have to realize that the enemy goes back and forth through this earth seeking to whom he may devour. That means the enemy is on alert, looking, just going, just seeing where he can settle his spirits to cut off what God has planted and what God has deemed that this is what needs to be, the purpose. That is the enemy's job, is to go in and to choke you, suffocate you from fulfilling your purpose in Christ Jesus. But today I want to just share with you that all things work together. All things are going to work together. As parents, as grandparents, as teachers, as children even, as friends, it is hard. It is very hard when you're experiencing the ups and downs of life and you're not able to explain why what's in your hand doesn't look like what's in your head, and you're trying so hard to make what's in your hand look, feel, taste, and smell like what's in your head. But today, I just came to share with you that all things work together for your good. Every obstacle that you're having to jump over, every hurdle you're having to jump over, everything that you're going through is meant for your good. And you might not be able to see it right now, but in the end, eventually, it's going to come to pass to what God wants you to see, to what God wants you to feel, to fulfill God's purpose for your life. Now, you may tie this into your job, and I'm just going to use a hypothetical position or a hypothetical job. And I'll use several of them. So if I don't use your particular occupation, don't be upset. It's just an example. So you may be a policeman. Let's just say you're a policeman. And you're on patrol. And it's your job to just drive around the same neighborhood, the same area, the same 4 or 5 square miles. That's your job. And let's just say you're a new recruit. So that's your job, is to just drive around that area. Well, in driving around that area, you may not see the big picture. You just see what is around your area. But as you go up just a little bit and you become, let's say, a supervisor within the department or the patrol supervisor, then you see, you're able to see a slightly larger picture. So you're able to see not only the 4 or 5 miles that you used to patrol, because now God has elevated you to the next level, but you're able to see the 4 or 5 other areas that you're in charge of ensuring that they are being patrolled. Now, this is just an example. Then when you become, let's say, a lieutenant, and then you're in charge of not just your area, but you're in charge of an entire section or an entire division. And then you might get promoted again, and then you may be in charge of another section, maybe, what is it, CSI, like the Crime Scene Investigations Unit. Or you may be in charge of the patrol unit, or you may be in charge of the domestic violence or a homicide team or something like that, or firearms, something like that in that area. So as you go up, you're able to see not just your little area that you used to patrol, but you're able to see the bigger picture. And when you're able to see the bigger picture, and as you're going along, you are going to have to adjust and readjust yourself and your mentality and your thinking at each level along the way. Sure, as an individual, And when you were working on patrol, it was hard. It was hard for you to just be in that little circle and to be in that little area because you didn't understand and you couldn't see the big picture. But I want to plead with you today that it is, I want to plead with you today and just to let you know that it is important that also the word says, be faithful over the few things and I will make you ruler over many. So this morning or this afternoon, I just want to let you know, keep steady, stay the course, and stay focused. Because everything that you're going through is just going to build upon the next level, the next level, the next level, the next level. And then when you're at the top or, quote, unquote, fulfilling your, when you think you're fulfilling your purpose, at that point you'll be able to see why it was so important at the bottom level to learn the things that you learned and to do the things that you did. I'll also take the position of a teacher. When you graduate from school, from college, you also have to take the teacher's exam. So you take the National Teacher's Exam, and you are a teacher. You are in your classroom. And let's just say you teach in your classroom for maybe 5 years. You've gone into a specialty area. You get more pay. You get a greater pay. Then you go into a supervisory position. Maybe you're in charge of language arts, or you're in charge of the music department or the math department. And as you go up the scale or up the career ladder, then you can go into maybe being in charge of a district, a school area, or maybe 4 or 5 schools. And then as you go up a little bit higher, you're in charge of a program at a specialty center. And then you can graduate and keep going and going, get your master's, get your PhD in education or in a specialty area, and then you could become the superintendent. But it's so important that when you're at the bottom level, that you stay focused and know that this is not where you are going to be forever, that God is going to place you and he's going to move you to the next level, to the next level, to the next level. And it's okay to be, it's okay to be right where you are so that you can graduate and that you can go to the next level. Now, it also says all things work together for the good of those who love him. And that's my other point for today. In everything we do, make sure that you put God first. Put God first in everything that you do, everything that you say. I understand that it's hard. It is hard to put God first. We are busy. We have hurried lives. We are busy with children. We're busy with work. We're busy with family. We are busy. We are busy with our lives. We are busy with our lives and our day-to-day activities. But when we spoke a couple of weeks ago, the other Friday, I think I mentioned that it's important that we have unhurried time with God. It is very important. Working with a business coach, and my business coach has told me that I have to develop a system. It is imperative that you put a system in place so that when your system is in place, when your system is in place, you can go ahead, you can accomplish what you are trying to accomplish. put your systems in place. If you need to get ready early in the morning, go ahead, get up early. Have your unhurried time with God. Have your scripture. Have your meditation, your peaceful moments. Have your workout time if you need to work out. And have that time set aside just for you and God. And relationships are hard. But our primary relationship that we must care for and tend to, is our relationship with the Lord. Now, it's up to us. And believe me, there's an old saying that they used to say in church, if you make one step, he'll make two. And there's no limit to what God can do. So what we have to do is to make sure that we are doing our part with our relationship to God and our relationship with God, spending time with God, because inevitably we're going to be like a pot and we're going to become empty. We're not going to have an overflow. We're not going to have anything else left to give, and left to spend on anyone else. So it is very important that we remember that everything we do, we love God, and our purpose is to love God. And our purpose is to love God. And I'm going to touch on one little thing. Ecclesiastes talks about time, that there's a time for everything, and there's a time for seasons, and seasons change, and people change as they go through their seasons. So I just want to finally let you all know that no matter where you are in life or where you see yourself in life, where you are is not permanent. The situation that you're in right now is only temporary, and it's not going to last long, whether it's a good situation or a bad situation. It's temporary. It's only for a season. So while you're in this season of your life and you're on this journey and you're experiencing life, make sure that while you're in that season and you're in that groove and you're catching your rhythm and everything, one thing that I have learned is that life is a series of unplanned events. Something is going to happen. The situation is going to change, and your season is going to change. So just remember, today I just want you to know that all things, even the bad things, the good, the ugly, the hurtful, your life experiences that you've experienced in your life as a child, up until your life experiences right now, all of those things work together for the good of those who love God and are called unto his purpose. And I also want you to remember that this season of your life right now, it's just temporary. So thank God for the season that you're in. Ask him to give you wisdom and guidance to proceed and how to transition to the next season. All right, let us pray and close out. Dear God, once again, Father, we just thank you for coming into our hearts for these few minutes, Lord God, to just do a small exploration in your word, Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord, as your maidservant, for the ability to deliver your word and to give out pearls of wisdom to not just my little circle, Lord God, but to the world globally, Lord God. I just thank you and I praise you, Lord God, for friends and family near and far, Lord God. I ask that you touch the sick and the shut-in everywhere, Lord God, not only the sick in the hospitals, but people that are mentally sick, spiritually sick, financially sick, Lord God. God, we just thank you. We praise you. We lift you up. We just magnify your holy name on today. Lord God, we just thank you and praise you for Kayla. We thank you and praise you, Lord God, for Josie and Josie's inspiration. Lord God, we just thank you once again. In Jesus' name, amen. So today is Friday, March the 8th. I will meet back with you all again on Friday, March the 22nd. Thank you so much for taking the time out to listen to Carla and Carla's Pearls. Have a beautiful 2 weeks.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.